yeah.
It's gonna fucking eat you.
I use those fuckers like they were extra wide.
Let me just cut my arm open and give you the chip that's built in my arm. Start talking, and we can see how well this thing picks up our voices. It's all blinking, right. So I think that it's working.
That's what, you know, Terminator taught me.
When yeah.
The computer blinks that it's
for sure.
It's going.
Skynet is after you.
It's online.
When the eyes start glowing or die, that's the indicator.
Yeah, that's how you know. It's not a simple fucking on or off switch
right,
anymore.
Right.
It's all light based.
Let me just cut my arm open and give you the chip that's built in my arm.
Those movies are so
peel back
goofy.
My fucking skin.
I watched them when I was a kid, and I was all excited about seeing them, and I was like, ah, these are fucking cool. It's robots fighting,
right.
There's time travel.
Right.
And then as an adult, and looking back, I'm like, time travel is the stupidest mechanic to include in any fucking story, unless you just want
to
like...
It's just difficult to justify
and
pan out all the things that you need to take into account.
Like, one of the things I always thought was interesting, like, they sent her back to kill Sarah Connor's mother. Like, yeah, that makes sense, because they killed the dude's mom. So they failed to kill her. All right, well, why would you send a robot back farther ahead in time, where
right.
Like they're grown up and like more deadly. I would go back 20 more years,
right,
and kill the next bitch. You know what I mean? Like, that's why I never got about it. Or like, I don't know. Like, they're so fucking stupid. And like, Genesis came out and they like did even more timeline fuckery and like even just dredged it all the fuck to hell. Like,
right.
I don't understand any of it anymore. And now it's
no.
Like just fucking goofy as shit.
Well, did you know James Cameron's making the next Terminator?
He didn't make Genesis, right?
He didn't make any of them past Terminator 2. He did the first two.
Really?
He did the first two.
Well, no wonder the first two were the fucking best.
Right. And when I was a kid, I skipped the first one, evidently, because there's a sex scene in it. I don't know if you remember that, but my mom wouldn't let me watch it.
Well,
I did not even know there was a number
oh, really?
One. And when, yeah,
did
Terminator...
Did your mom also pull the Bambi tape before Bambi got shot?
Probably.
My parents were like, whatever.
That, it wasn't Bambi. It was when... Littlefoot's mother died in A Land Before Time. I fucking bawled. Like, that part is so sad. It is so fucking sad.
I never. Because
she's just trying to save his life. He fucking crawls across her like a bridge. Oh.
Don't remind me of that.
Yeah.
I never, like, I tell Sam I never cried at Bambi. And we're fucking friends, and she's like, you're a monster. What's
right.
wrong with you? You didn't
right.
cry when Bambi's, what is it, mom or... I don't even know who got shot.
I'm pretty sure it's
a fucking
the mom.
Deer got shot
sure.
by a hunter that needed food to feed his family. And a fat rack to hang on his wall.
Right.
And they're like,
right.
he's a monster. And I'm like, no, we're humans. I think you forgot who we are in this fucking story. These are animals, but whatever.
Well, did the deer have a rack? Because that would have meant it was a male deer. So it would have been Bambi's
either.
Dad.
I don't know, actually.
I don't know either.
I paid so little attention to it. I know somebody got shot.
Some
was in a
adult, upper. Probably deer.
PETA probably burned
yeah.
fucking fur clothing about it.
Yeah.
And some fucking blood on, you know, all the animated deer cloth that people have. And flipped out about it.
The worst.
Died, and I actually was like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
that's
you
so,
can make it too! And then
that was
fucking
so
died.
Fucking sad. I believe that was a Steven Spielberg movie.
It was.
That's crazy. Animated...
Isn't it weird that all of his kids' movies have, like, these crazy adult themes you look at? So, like,
yeah.
I believe that E.T. has, like, one of the scariest kind of, like, to me, implications of any movie. And
well,
it's, like, kid-friendly.
When I was a kid, E.T. was scary as fuck.
He is scary as fuck.
And, like,
fuck.
The whole, I don't, to this day, I don't really like that movie. It's not, like, a movie that defined my childhood because it's scary as fuck.
Well, it is.
I love Reese's Pieces, but it's scary as fuck.
Thankfully, they didn't taint Reese's Pieces
that's
for
right.
you. You know, that traumatized by it. Well, I always thought he, like, to make him a lovable alien, you can't make him look like a wrinkled lung that, like, of the smoker, like, of a chain-smoking
right.
grandfather at
yeah.
80 years of, like,
yep.
hard smoking. Like, you can't make him look like that and be like, you should love him despite that. Like, no, like, I'm
he's
all
a fucking monster.
Yeah, that's fucking scary. Like, if I saw that in the woods, I would run or hit it with a stick for fucking sure. Like, and, like, the way it goes, like, think about it. There's this fucking thing that, like, is psychic, can, like, influence, like, can mind control a kid from, like,
right, because
he uses
the fucking mind powers to fly on the bike, right?
He does that, and he, like, makes the kid dance while he's at school.
Okay.
The kid's dancing.
I don't remember
that.
That's fucking, fucked up, though.
It is weird, and because it's, like, E.T.'s, like, I think he's, like, watching a dance or something. It's been so fucking long.
Right.
He's, like, watching a dance, or he's seeing a video of it, like, not a video, it's old-timey, of seeing a fucking, like, a videotape or some shit of it, or, like, listening, and he's all into it, and this kid starts dancing because they have this fucking link together. Well, like, I mean, look at, like, the end of the movie. The kid almost dies because E.T. almost dies, and, like... That's fucking horrifying to me.
Right.
This alien is like, you're going out with me, motherfucker. One of us is going, if I'm dying, we're both dying, is what it boiled down to. And I was like,
yeah, that's right. Sad.
A little fucked up, kind of wrong.
Super fucked up.
So you have these aliens that, like, are not only mind-controlling, can link their lives to ours to end us if we kill them, which is, like, a pretty good benefit in a war when you get down to it.
Right.
But, like, if you can control somebody's mind, that's kind of brainwashy shit. So, like, what's to stop them from, like, just brainwashing a bunch of fucking the next generation of kids and just rolling in and be like, it's our planet now. Like, we love you guys!
Right.
We've been waiting for y'all to come back!
Welcome aboard!
Yeah, like, I don't know, it's just scary. And it's a telling sign that when he tried to write a sequel, it was a horror movie. It was
really?
About some other fucking crazy aliens or some shit like that, I think.
I did not know he tried to write a sequel.
Yeah, him and somebody else did, or someone else approached him to get him to do it, and they worked on it together. It's only like 14 pages, but it's about, I think, the kids are more grown up, and I think, like, Elliot's, is it Elliot, I think?
That sounds right. Andrew Barrymore?
Yeah, Andrew Barrymore. I don't know her name. But she's older in it or some shit, her character is. And they go to the woods and they're like, E.T.'s back! Oh, fuck. E.T.'s back! And they're all excited and, you know, they're all happy to see him here. And but then it turns out that there are bad aliens in the world, too. Just like there are, like, child-molesting adults. And
oh, shit.
Two clowns.
Right.
You know, normal happy clowns and the creepy-feely clowns.
Right.
So they're like, oh, great! And then it's like these monster E.T.'s, these pale versions, like, fucking bad, like, fucked-up teeth and shit. And they take them in there and they do a bunch of psychological fucking experiments and they fuck with them and other... They just, like, had it pretty much written as... bad stuff. It was like, it was a horror movie, and then E.T. appears to save them at the end like a fucking, like, shriveled fucking angel returning. Like, I don't know, it was just a very strange concept, but I think it was more honest to the story that was really lying underneath the old story to me.
Right.
It'd be like if Stranger Things was like, no, that monster's not scary, it's misunderstood. And like, no, that fucking monster's scary, man.
And that's why I appreciate Stranger Things especially, because it's like... It's not this benevolent, you know, being. It's gonna fucking eat you.
Yeah, it's
a monster.
And
it fucking eats Barb and other people probably that are not as rememberable as Barb.
Yeah, nobody left poor Barb.
It's, yeah.
Poor Ginger's never gonna fucking shaken up show, do they? It's not gonna be the difference, but nope, dead in my pool and alone.
Yep.
I thought that scene was actually really fucked up. I watched that. I was not
expecting it. Well, and the fucking part where he's watching them, like, I don't remember that guy's name, but he's watching them from the woods, and he's, like, zooming in on his camera, and he's watching them take their clothes off in the bedroom.
Oh,
and
I'm like, the creepiest fucking,
God,
like, protagonist
this is,
in the world.
This is so fucked up.
And
this whole thing's fucked up.
I loved it when they caught him, like, with the pictures, because they were like, well, what the fuck is this?
Was yeah.
Creepy?
Yeah.
No, you don't understand. And, I was looking for this.
Like, and she's all like, yeah, it's not that bad. I'm like, no.
Even
get
if it was
the
like,
fuck out of here, man.
I was by no means a popular kid.
Right.
By no means on the top of any sort of food chain. It's pretty lonely. But if I was taking weird pictures of people, I would not expect to get a free pass because I was misunderstood and damaged. Like, that. No, dude, that's fucking, that's weird, that's creepy, you shouldn't be doing this.
See, I identify more with Steve, the asshole guy. So I was pretty popular.
Oh, dude.
But obviously I have a redemption arc, you know, just like he does.
I got better, goddamn.
That's
man.
Right.
You can't
That's
this
right.
With me. I like his reaction. He's like, you stay away, I'm going to kick your ass. Don't be mean, Steve. What's wrong with you? is that not what
no,
I should do in
that
this
is
situation?
An appropriate response.
I feel like if a dude smacks, like, my fiance's ass at the store and I was
right.
Like, hey, it's cool, bro. I feel like she might be a little fucking angry with me. She might not take that so coolly. And I would not blame her for that. Like, I don't know, you're supposed to stick up for each other a little bit. Like, it's not like he was just taking pictures of the park and she just happened to walk in a frame. He's like,
right.
Get away from her. Like, she was, like, I believe topless, right?
Yes. They were stripping to have sex and he was taking pictures of them during that sequence.
That, like, it shouldn't be funny, but I think, like, considering I've never had a one-night stand, I think the funniest part was after they had sex the next day, he's just passed out and she's like, hey.
Right.
Hey.
Right.
Trying to, like, wake him up and, like, that has got to be, like, the least romantic thing in the world. Like, some people are like, I lost my virginity in a bathroom or behind the bleachers. That, like, I never do it like that. Like, that's got to be equally as bad.
Yeah.
Like, this fucker's drunk. And like,
yeah.
He can't
just
even say
pass
why.
The fuck
like,
out. Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking terrible, man. Actually, about that, I love that she's like, come with me, make sure I don't get in trouble. And the second her friend tried to do her assigned job, she's like, just go away, Bart. I'm having fun, goddammit. Like, leave me alone.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Go sit at the pool and get eaten.
You lonely emo. Like, leave me alone. Don't you understand that I'm popular and happy right now? And
maybe
a little drunk. Like, I know I told you to keep me from drinking, to keep me from making mistakes, and to keep me from going upstairs to have sex with this guy.
Right.
But quit being a prude. That's not fun, man. I just said it to get you here. Like, I don't know.
The person that I fucking hate in that show is Steve's buddy and his bitch-ass girlfriend. Yeah. Like, if there's anybody that deserved to be eaten,
the Beavis it's and those two. Of yeah. Fucking yeah. Stranger Things. Yeah. They each tell shitty jokes, and the other one laughs and backs them up, and they build off each other.
Right, right. They're the worst.
Oh, my God. We were talking about James Cameron getting back to Terminator finally.
Yeah.
So what is he finally gonna? Like, is he just gonna pretend none of this other shit has happened and just?
Well, I don't think he has any other choices.
I would. I'd just be like, we're fucking retconning this. Fucking 3, 4, and Genesis, and the other one, Salvation, didn't fucking happen. We're done with this crap.
Yeah. I think you just have to reboot the whole thing.
I think it'll be pretty cool then. He's a good fucking author. I was gonna say a good fucking. Does he write too?
Or
does
he direct? He is the creator of Avatar. I don't know how you define that. If he was the writer of the script, or if he was like, no,
if you can make a fucking living just throwing out some shit about, like, if you can make a living ripping off, like, the story of white people coming to fucking Native Americans, steal their land, on another planet, and they're blue instead of brown, and, well, they're still white people. You know what I mean? Like, if you can do that and become, like, a fucking...
No, he's paraplegic, so it's fine.
Yeah, it's understandable. It's cool, then. You can't blame him. He's not a bad guy.
Right.
See, to me, like, that just is, like... I don't know. If you could just do that and be the idea guy and get paid, like, that'd be fucked up. I like to think he had a hand writing the scripts. I'm pretty sure he did.
He is for sure the director of the first two Terminator movies.
All right, well, there you go.
And seeing the second one without seeing the first one, you know, I would have been like 7 or 8. I was like enamored with that first one.
Yeah.
Or with the second one, I mean. And then seeing the first one is...
Transformers came out when you were a kid. You would be enthralled by those fucking movies. Yeah. Like, oh my God! But now you're adult, you have higher expectations.
Yeah. Yep. The second one was, like, just mind-blowing. And then going back to the first one, it's, like, such a letdown. Because the second one is an action movie, and the first one is a thriller.
Yes, that's a good
word
for it.
And that's sad.
It's sad.
It's sad. It's super sad.
It's sad. It's a good evolution, though. It made sense. Yeah. He's like, hey, he built his tension. These things are deadly and scary.
Yeah.
Let's blow some shit up.
Let's amp it up. Yep.
Yeah, I like that.
Let's Michael Bay some shit.
I just like that. It always threw me off that they were like, what'd they say? Oh, you can only, things can only go back. Only organic material can go back in time.
So right. That's why you show up naked. Yeah.
See, but here's what I don't understand about that completely is just that whole kind of angle about it. Just like, to me, it's kind of like,
why would organic material be the stuff that can go back?
To me, you would think that, like, when you teleport something, like, have you seen The Fly?
No.
Like, in that movie,
he does the teleporting thing,
and he puts a monkey in it, and that fucking monkey comes out inside out. It puts it back together backwards.
They're remaking that movie, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, they're...
I don't know if they're remaking the first one, because the 80s movie, in and of itself, is a remake of, like, a 50s movie.
I didn't even fucking know that.
So they are... I believe that's the case. So they're remaking the remake, you know, because there are no original ideas anymore.
No, there aren't. And, like, I would say that you always have to put a fresh spin on something, and you're going to use angles from other stuff. Like, almost every fucking game arc and fucking movie protagonist that's an anti-hero has some tie to being Jesus Christ, in a way. You know what I mean? His last name is Shepherd, or his initials are JC. You know what I mean? Right. Like, there's a lot of shit like that they throw in there.
Except...
But, like, to...
Maybe Deadpool.
Deadpool is, I guess, interesting.
Is he an anti-hero? That's what I would consider him as.
He has to be. Yeah. There's no way. Technically, though, I mean, he kind of had a rebirth. You know what I mean? He had cancer. Oh, he was dying. And then they
hooked
him to a fucking machine. And there's this new... all of a sudden, there's this new arc in his life. He's enlightened. You know what I mean? He's no longer just the fucking shitty merc. He's got a mission.
Bitch.
That's what they say. I didn't believe when I first thought
Deadpool,
about it.
Deadpool the movie is basically the Bible. Yeah. The New Testament,
it is.
For
it
sure.
Is. You didn't realize.
I did not until right now.
The virgin birth, everything. What's the next movie, of course?
Yeah. Fuck.
In The Fly, they have that monkey. The poor, poor monkey turned inside out, which is why we fight against animal rights. Everybody fucking donate to PETA. Because, you know, it's just fucked up. And then he fixes it, does it to himself, and does it to Fly, whatever.
But he becomes a monster, right? He's the Fly monster.
So, to me, what I don't understand is how the fuck is... To me, time travel is essentially teleporting. And that's because, come on, think about it. It's not like, aren't they underground? I think when they do the chamber's underground where they teleport. They don't appear, like, in the bedrock, fucking frozen like a goddamn fossil, or just smashed and scattered amidst the sediment underground.
Right.
They appear somewhere else and they teleport, essentially, you know? So it's like...
Well, that's... So, I listen to a lot of the podcast of Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah.
And he, whenever he's asked a question about time travel, you cannot have just a time travel machine. That machine needs to be a space time travel machine.
Yeah.
Because if you go back 2 hours, the Earth is literally in a different place than it was
Holy shit, two hours ago.
That's a good point. So you go back 2 hours and you don't travel in space as well as time.
Your arms just cut off by a concrete fucking wall.
Right. A concrete wall, or you're just in outer space because the Earth has moved.
That's why we have no time travel yet. We just can't figure out the teleport.
That's super complicated. So in the last book that I read, Timeline by Michael Crichton, it's about time travel.
Yeah.
But in the book, the people that go back in time are not actually time traveling.
Yeah.
They are going to other dimensions that exist on timelines that are later or older than ours, or newer than ours, I guess. So they go back to the Middle Ages,
yeah,
and, you know, they go through all this castle and stuff like that. Stuff that they were excavating in their time, but they didn't travel back in time. They just traveled to another dimension of a time that was also happening.
So instead of time travel, it's more like infinite world hopping.
Yes. Yep, exactly.
Well,
and I think that's a better way to go about it.
To include it in a story,
yeah,
a different dimension.
Yeah.
That would solve so many problems for yourself just right off the fucking bat. Like, immediately
yeah.
that would take care of a lot of it. Because it's like you said, like, when you do time travel to solve any problem, or to fix an issue, if the antagonist also has time travel or can do it, why the hell wouldn't they just time travel? You'd think that in the future they would immediately know, this plan didn't work. Or, like, they'd look around and be like, well, the humans are still alive, so I guess we send more back, you know what I mean? Or, like, to be fair, they are not exactly people. They don't have an economy, like, based on capitalism and people having to pay people.
Right.
They're a bunch of robots. There's, like, one AI that controls a bunch of robots.
Right.
Why would you send back, like, 40 robots to kill this chick just to be safe? Like, just to be cool
just
about
to be
it.
Safe.
Yeah. And then just go ahead and hang out in a cave for, like, 20 years until it comes out. Until, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Until you come around, you know, and they come back, you know? They can be fucking robot celebrities, the first of their kind.
Right.
You know, they can get all the printer groupies and shit like that, because that's all printers are good for. They're satanic monsters. But, like, oh, okay. So
I'm just picturing those Oki Data printer groupies that we talked about just spewing fucking ink ribbons.
Oh, baby, show me your ribbon. Oh, Jesus. It just prints out dirty talk like in binary code.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, that's so hot. I love those ones and zeros. That's so hot.
Man, Frank is really wearing his older chicks like a lot. Hey, do you think there'd be robot groupies with that?
Yeah, well, it'd have to be, right?
I would assume so.
I hope it wouldn't end up like the small robots on Transformers 2. The small racist robots.
Robots literally made to be inferior.
Right.
Like,
those things are the worst. I hated that part. I hated that movie. But those things are terrible.
No, are you talking about the little RC car thing? Or are you talking
about
the
slug
bugs
rolling
that were
also
around? Super racist?
Both. Yes. I was talking about the RC car.
I guess
but
one's racist and one's just really stereotypical.
Right.
Is what I would say.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Which I guess is a lot of the reason why people criticize white people making movies. Like, what's funnier than good old-fashioned racism?
Yep, nothing.
Good for a laugh.
Nothing, Michael Bay. As it turns out, your movie's going to make $463 million anyways, so what the fuck?
Whatever you do, dude, fuck it. Put a boom, call somebody a bad word.
You're in.
Make a robot
Let's not forget the ass shot of that 17-year-old girl you cast in the movie. Yep, thank you. For that, you fuck face.
Oh, was that the was
in the third one? I think
the Marky Mark.
Yeah, the
not Mark Wahlberg. He's always forever.
He's forever
Marky Mark.
It must have been the fourth one then. That girl is for real, like 17, and he's her. You know, she's his daughter, and like the fucking camera angle just pans and just like shows her fucking short shorts and her looking
her very
all sexy,
tightly clinging clothes.
Yes,
man.
And like. She's sexy,
but
that's his daughter. That's fucking weird.
The whole drama angle, the guy's daughter in the movie, right?
Yeah.
I thought for a minute it was Michael Bay's daughter, which made it a whole new level of creepy.
That is Marky Mark's character's daughter.
Inception creepy. Yeah. Inception creepy. I thought it was funny because that is a whole angle of the whole thing is that, like, you're only 17, you don't get to be, like, sexy like that, you don't get to make
and
these
decisions.
And that's
what he says,
He's fucking creepy, and Michael Bay's like, hey, I know a bunch of adults watch these movies, and that's the main demographic.
Right, right.
But, here's a 17-year-old, like,
yeah.
That's not okay, Michael
that's
Bay.
Fucked up.
Like, if you write about teenagers having sex, your book is pulled. Yeah, yeah. If you shoot that, your movie is canceled. Yeah. Like, they don't let that shit fly. No. He's like, oh, what's the way around that? Show her ass a lot.
Yeah.
You know, pan it on it a
yeah,
lot.
Yeah, we'll show her having sex, but that ass.
We're going to imply there's been some sex. Like, there's been some right, sex in right. the past. I love that. What was the fucking, like, did they drive out like in a, like a Herbie fully loaded kind of like looking
something like
thing?
That, yeah.
The stupidest fucking car ever to outrun anything. Like, would not go that fast.
Right.
Like, I love that, like, he's got the same understanding of how
escalation after another. And like in the I'm on to the sixth movie now, so I've gotten this the version that I have is it breaks it out into episodes. So each movie is broken up into three episodes of like 45 minutes, and they are it works surprisingly well.
Yeah.
As each movie is its own movie or its own season.
So like yeah, like a little TV show for it.
Yeah. And so I'm on the sixth movie right now, and yeah. they are just meeting up.
Episode two.
No. Yeah, they are just meeting up with the Rock's character, where he's trying to take down this international fucking like military assassin yeah. badass, and like he calls them. He calls.
The only team yep. I can turn
he calls
to is
Paul
a gang
Walker.
Of Muslims.
Yes, he calls Paul Walker, Ludacris, the other guy from other Transformers. Guy. And that's their in. That guy was already in both movies.
Am I under the
Fuck
wrong
it.
Impression that Paul Rocker is pretty much a disgraced, like, copper agent?
Yeah,
isn't he,
yeah,
like,
but no, dude,
he's
it's
also
fine.
A criminal.
No, it's
he?
Fine. It's fine because at the end of the last movie, they had a baby. Paul Walker and Jordana Brewster's characters had a baby, so, like, well, now he's a dad, so it's fucking important, okay? It's okay. All this old shit is fine. Him and Dom are family. Like, whatevs. Now he's cleared of all that shit because he's now a father. So,
yeah.
the main deal isn't,
could you,
like...
Could you imagine if you had a kid, you got a free pass on
yeah.
something bad you've done? Like,
oh,
at the bank?
His entire life!
Son.
Yeah. His entire... He's getting
all
a
right.
free pass on, like, all that shit. They did rob a bank. In the fifth one, they robbed a police station that had a vault, like,
oh,
encased
yeah.
vault,
then
and they drag
the
dragged
entire
it away,
vault out
and, like...
In, that's more Mission Impossible than racing
yeah.
movie at
if
that
if you
point.
Pay attention to that scene, there's like at least 15 different cuts where the CG wires cross of the vault rolling, and then it cuts away to them like, you know, going some different direction, and then it cuts back and the wires are straight again. So it's like,
really?
How the fuck do you... That doesn't make sense.
You think the first time they turned, the box would not, and it would just, by law of inertia or momentum... Just fly into a fucking building and just plant itself into it.
Oh, it flies through buildings.
Oh.
So
how strong is the fucking car there?
Right,
in?
I don't know how fast they're going. Like, this
think,
would
I
have
think
to
you need
be
a tank at that point to have the horsepower to pull anything through a
they
fucking
got
building.
Two chargers and they reinforced the backs of them, Cody.
Oh, that solves it. That's it right there. My
yeah.
God.
Yeah, they got this fucking like welded up
a
shit. Like
asshole.
Yeah. They got this welded up shit on the back of the chargers, like they welded it to the frame, and even if you did that, even if you, the chargers would not be heavy enough to drag this fucking bank vault. The thing is like 10 feet tall, and it's like steel encased,
it
you know.
It's heavy as shit.
Yeah, it's
a
vault. And they're going to rip it out of the wall with these two chargers and tow hooks strapped to it. I don't.
They
so that's
much,
why
they pull it out with the same method that somebody in the South going mudding
yes,
would pull out their
yeah.
buddy's jeep. That
yeah,
went too far
or a tree that was in the way.
Yeah, get the stump out. <of you. laughs> I shouldn't use an accent. That's offensive. I apologize.
Yeah.
No,
it's fine.
I compare to me. Maybe it's unfair. I compare the Need for Speed franchise to the Sonic franchise because
okay.
they almost have the same kind of slogan, gotta go fast, and
okay.
that solves all your fucking problems
right.
ever. As
right.
long. You go fast enough, the world's gonna fix itself around you. Straight up. Like Superman spinning the globe to
yep.
reverse time
whatever.
Somehow.
Yep.
You know, so it's like, alright, well, I gotta get that. And in the same way that, to me, the series both continuously move away from their roots, as in B being grounded in some form of a reality of some manner, and just getting more and more like as if they're just trying to like one up each other.
Oh yeah, like that's it's what like the entire in movie Sonic, is.
They're like,
yeah.
Oh, you got a fat scientist. We got a knight, and he makes out with a chick.
Right.
Like, okay, so it's okay. A furry scene. Oh, you had a knight in a furry scene. Well, we got a fucking alligator that was frozen in time. Like, and we call him Lyric. Like, what? It makes no fucking sense. It's like investors. You stole Steris? We're gonna steal Bankvault. You stole Bankvault? We're gonna stop an assassin! Like,
well, that's what it is. Like, the fucking The Rock's character chases them throughout the entire fifth movie, lets them go at the end because of...
Which would be a no-no for any right. federal agent. You'd be in so much fucking trouble, yep. man.
Lets them go at the end because they ended up saving his life and honor. Okay?
His honor.
So...
His honor is this.
Whatever. It's fine. So he goes, I'll give you 24 hours.
You head start.
See you soon. And he says that to Vin Diesel. Vin Diesel goes, no, you won't. And that's the end of the movie. cut to credits.
So he implies, I'm letting you go, but I'm going to be after you.
Right, right. And then you know, he ends up finding him again. But of course, in the sixth movie at the beginning when he finds him again, it's not like, booyah, found you, you're fucking arrested. It's like... Hey,
I know I promised I was going to arrest
you. I was going to, yeah, I was chasing you. You remember the last movie when I chased you? Well, I was wondering if maybe, like, since you were cool with me at the end and I let you go and stuff, if, like, you could help me.
He's just like, remember that lead I gave you?
Right, right. The 24-hour right. thing?
You were going quick, man. You were going quick. I got to pump him up a little bit.
And then Vin Diesel's like, well, you couldn't find me. And The Rock's like, I tracked you the whole time. Okay.
Oh, shit.
Right, right. I knew where you were.
Yeah. No! That boils down to a right. child on a fucking
And then they whip their
arguing.
Dicks out and just battle with them. Like, okay,
to
whatever,
The Rock
man.
Just gives him a fucking massive beats him in the head and just destroys the poor man.
Right, right. Because The Rock's huge. Like, dude's if you see monstrous. Them both on the screen, it's like, Vin Diesel's kind of short, and The Rock is just a massive man.
Yeah, everybody's like, Vin Diesel, he's kind of beefy, he's a buff dude, and well, The Rock's like, yeah. I'm the Hulk incarnate!
Right. Yes.
He
yes.
is like a fucking, have you seen, I don't remember what it's fucking called, I think it's Central Intelligence, him and Kevin Hart.
I have not seen that, was it any good?
It was pretty good, actually, I enjoyed it, me and Sam watched it, we really liked it, but, dude, he just, nothing, like, really... emphasizes the height and the massive girth of this man beyond the smallest celebrity you could find.
Did you see the fucking the poster itself like emphasized that? The poster was like said something about Kevin Hart being little and The Rock being huge, and it implied something about dicks. And so like I knew, okay, that's this type of movie just based on the poster. So I did not
didn't go
check and
it
see
out.
It.
It's funny. It's kind of it's weird that they put it like that. They it's more okay. So the whole angle that I think if I remember is that when they were younger, Kevin Hart was super popular. Like, of course, the Kevin Hart's movie, he's like the shit. And I right. like Kevin Hart, so that's not like a criticism. He's right. a funny fucking dude. So like, in the movie, he's like he was the absolute shit. Not just the funny dude, the funniest dude. The coolest dude. The smartest dude. The most popular dude. Got along with everybody in the school. Right. Not only that, headline was in all the sports. Had, like, all these patches on his jacket. I think right. the show's Letterman jacket. It's fucking just, like, decked out in this
oh
shit.
Oh, my God.
And,
yeah, because Kevin Hart was, you know...
super sporty.
I bet he was the Michael Irvin of basketball.
Well, you know it. You know it.
Yeah.
Look at him.
Yeah.
That height he's got, I'm sure he jumps, though.
Yeah.
He's actually pretty muscular now. He's been, in his last one, he showed a picture of him working out on his screen. He's, I can't talk shit. He's much stronger than I
right.
assume I am in
right.
comparison. But The Rock was, like, the dweeb in the school. And, like,
really?
Was bullied and picked on and fucked with and was, like, a nerd. And Kevin Hart was, like, his only friend. He stayed friends with them because they've been friends since they were kids or something.
Please tell me it... at some point progressed to showing clips of The Rock, not only when he was a dweeb, but when he first began to do WWF wrestling.
Oh,
please
no.
tell me.
That's
like,
not even a part of the
oh,
arc in the
that
story.
Sucks.
That's not even
I
a part
wish
of the,
that was
that
in
been
there.
Entertaining
yes.
shit.
And here's him getting huge.
I think they show his picture in the book, and he looks like a fucking, like, he looks kind of dweeby. Yeah, he really? Looks like, yeah, he looks like people would, like, unfortunately punch him. I don't advocate bullying as somebody that was bullied, but, right. Yeah, he looks like one of those kids that gets fucked with. And he grows up, though, and Kevin Hart kind of becomes this kind of loser. He's beat right. down. He, like, works in an office job, kind of hates his life a little yeah. bit, is bored. Yeah. And The Rock is, like, always looked at, like, I don't remember what his name is. I always call him The Rock, though. He's The Rock in every movie he's yeah, in. I don't even fine. Know why they give him a name. They should no. just call him Dwayne well, for, The Rock Johnson as a character.
For a while, he...
Featuring Dwayne dropping in for a visit!
For like, a while, he tried to go without The Rock moniker. Because in... There's a couple... There was a Disney movie he was in where it was just Dwayne, you know, featuring Dwayne Johnson. But now I think it's just he's back to Dwayne The Rock Johnson because he's not going to get away from that
name. No, it's impossible as yeah. hell. It's like, I can't think of anybody else. It's kind of like being famous for like a crime and trying to live that shit down. You can't do it. Like, if you're famous for right. something, it's going to stick with you.
Yeah.
And if you try to avoid it, like, it's just like, especially if you're a famous celebrity, that's like, you can't turn that down.
No.
That's like, that'd be like, who's the guy in Deadpool?
Ryan Reynolds.
I'd be like Ryan Reynolds being like, I don't really think I'm the sexiest man in the world. Like, people right. are still going to call you the sexiest man in the world, yep. buddy. We can't help that. You know?
And he should sorry. Embrace that. He is a sexy man.
I would
man.
Embrace the yeah. fuck out of that. Yeah. I'm sure he does.
Absolutely.
That's, you know what I mean? Like, what do you, if somebody's like, you're pretty hot, I would be like, thank you. Like, I really appreciate that right now.
Can you tweet that to me a couple more times?
Yeah, please. Have your friends say it. I'm going to retweet this. Thank you. That's, you know, that's a good double standard kind of, too, because, like, people are like, how would you feel? Like, if you're a man, how would you feel if women kept hitting on you? Like,
I feel
shitty,
fine.
But, like, I would, fine. Unfortunately, I'd enjoy it. Like, I'd be like, as somebody who did not have a lot of luck with the ladies when he was younger, I would be extremely flattered, actually. Right, like, right. and I get that it's different, but, like...
My wife... However,
yeah, the people that yeah,
would maybe not like it as much.
She would lose her shit, and she would not like my attitude about it. But like, it's hard not to be flattered when right. somebody finds you attractive. It's like, yeah.
okay, thanks.
Hey,
I don't want to fuck you, but thanks.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Right. Like, yeah. So I don't know. Shit like that is a bit different. It's like in that movie, it's kind of like that too. The Rock's always kind of like he's the biggest dude, but he's still kind of like is very much a small man. You know, okay, it's like if right. a mouse became a lion. Like, so he always gotcha. Kind of acts very shy. Like they go to like the whole thing is like they're like hanging out and like they're trying to play this angle like who's this double agent that's killing people? Maybe it's The Rock. We're thinking it's The Rock. And
okay.
Maybe it's not The Rock. It kind of goes back and forth through this stupid shit. And they do all this stuff with it, and the whole time The Rock, like Kevin Hart, kind of turns on The Rock a couple of times because Kevin Hart gets like shot in the fucking neck once. The Rock turns to shoot him actually because he's going in to check out this like this drug dealer, this gun deal, and Kevin Hart's like, "What's going on, man?" And he fucking blasts him in his fucking neck, and he's like, he comes to get him later. He's like, every time he fucks up, then he thinks he's evil. Like, buddy, I was just doing that to save you. He talks just like that, like right. super enthusiastically happy. And, like, I love it in that movie. It's funny as hell. No, I was just trying to help you.
I kind of want to see this.
You should watch it because
I love The Rock anyway.
Oh yeah. Oh, he's yeah. funny. He's funny as hell in this movie because then
I really liked him in Pain and Gain because he plays a similar character.
Why isn't that the one where him and Marky Mark fucking like?
They start murdering people.
Oh shit.
And yeah, it gets way more fucked up than you think it's going to. And it's both, and it's him being a pussy. So like, Marky Mark's like, no man, it's gonna be fine. We'll fucking do this shit. And The Rock's like, I don't know.
Shit. That one is great. It's yeah, good comedic gold. Have the yes. biggest guy be the whiner.
Absolutely. And then at the end, when he's like committed to them killing people, he's like barbecuing people's hands. Like, on a barbecue pit grill. He's, like, flipping it over with tongs. Like, this is all real fucked up.
Oh, my
Thank you.
God.
That is a Michael Bay movie, too.
Oh, is it really?
Yep.
You enjoyed that one?
I liked it.
Oh, okay, cool. He just needs to step away from fucking beloved franchises and start his own shit.
That's, man. Yeah. That's fine. That movie is actually based on a true story.
No, for real?
Yeah, yeah. And I can't even remember why they're killing people, but The Rock is also awesome in that.
I always wonder how true the true story things are. Like, Paranormal right. Activity, everyone says that, even though the directors are like, maybe it's not all true.
It could have... We got a connect in here. This could have happened.
Yeah. Are you saying the connects don't work with Xboxes and record the room?
Mm-hmm. Because that's what happens.
Yeah, no shit. Like, I don't...
I don't even want to jerk off in front of my Kinect because I'm like, is there some...
Shamed.
Is somebody watching that?
I feel like there's some poor soul at Microsoft. One person assigned to every Kinect. He just has to watch the feed, like, no matter
right.
what. Like,
no, oh I make it stop.
That makes me pray that my computer is not sentient, because if it is, the sheer amount of porn viruses would probably leave it crippled. Yeah. And it would probably be judging me when I'm not looking at it. And I don't like a computer that fucking judges me, personally.
No, I don't want my electronics to judge me, certainly.
So don't go incognito to hide it.
Yes.
It thinks I'm reading cracked in another page. But...
How about you not record what I just Googled there? Fucking Cortana. Siri, don't save that in your memory banks.
You know what? Fuck just like the computer being like that. Think about it more like Inside Out with the little people in your head.
Okay.
What's it like for them when they watch? Like when they're watching you watch porn, like,
yeah.
Do they just, you like, know, not the, make eye contact? Just,
one
like,
of them is also jerking it, I'm sure.
Probably the anger. Depending on the porn, like if you have to rush it, probably the anger, dude.
Right.
I don't know what the envy chick does, but like probably.
Well, that's
some, like,
jealousy porn.
Jealousy porn?
Yeah, I'm sure that's a thing.
If you look anything up with porn attached to it, you're going to get some hit for that specific thing. If clown porn's a thing, jealousy porn's a thing.
For sure.
I always tie it back to stuff like
that's more vague, for sure. You know, you can do a lot of different jealousy porn.
Jealousy porn would go to revenge, I would assume, correct?
I would think you'd get some revenge hits in there.
So if you're jealous.
Certainly, yeah.
You can't have jealousy without revenge. It's a weird turn.
Yes, it did.
I feel bad for those little people because, like, I think about, like, in the mind, because they're like, this is what a little girl's look like, mine looks like. And, like, when they show her parents' minds, they're like, oh, well, they're about the same. It's like, the dad watches nothing but sports, and, like, I just love the way they implied in that movie is that we just have a fucking big green screen in our head, and we just play memories on it to ignore people, and we just zone out. Like, he watches sports, and the mom, like, fantasizes about some, like, Caribbean dude giving her a coconut or some shit like that.
Cool.
Which is, like... to me, a pretty risky scene that probably followed that.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
All the ladies were like, ah!
Giving him a coconut. I'll give you this tree and coconut. Like, what the fuck?
How about
the
branch? Like, yeah, yeah. Some just terrible innuendo like that. What would it be like for a serial killer?
I think I watched a porn that started like that.
Is a sociopath's mind, does it have, like, no islands? Or are they just sitting there like... bored, no memories, no fucking happy. All the orbs are just fucking gray, you know what I mean? Like... just sighing, you know what I mean? Sitting there, not wanting to be there. I don't know. I think a lot of those. I think Pixar, if they were just like, they should have an adult division.
Okay.
Of like all their movies that say like, I think to me, can you think of any like when I was a kid, Toy Story? I never liked Toy Story. It scared the fuck out of me. What's scarier than your toys being alive? These toys that you fuck with and you abuse and you drop and you rip their arms off.
I threw it down the stairs. And now it's coming after me.
Because I watched a cartoon where they kind of tackled that a little bit when I was younger, and it was like a horror thing, and it was like all on his head. But like all these toys he fucked with, all those other toys they tortured. It was like if the toys in Sid, like the toys that Sid in Toy Story. Wow, holy shit! Hard to say for me. Fucking came to life for real and tried to fuck with him for real, kill him. Like,
right.
Instead of just trying to fuck with him a little bit to scare him off.
Right.
Like they were trying to kill this kid. Like, they were trying to fucking destroy him for what he did. Like. That scares the fuck out of me. I don't like sitting there thinking the teddy bear sequence is going to turn around and bite my fucking ear. You know what I mean?
Like,
I cut out that bitch to keep me, like, not afraid of the dark around me. I don't need to be afraid of the toys around me,
Story is awesome until you go to Buzz's house. What the fuck is the kid's name? Buck?
Sid.
Sid. Yes.
Sid.
Until you go to Sid's house. And then, like... I just gotta shut it off. You know, when I'm a kid, like, watching the fucking spider-legged baby head walk out under, like, fuck that shit.
You know,
no way. I'm done.
They
I'm
took
out.
My two fucking, like, biggest fears. I hate spiders.
Yeah.
And I do not like baby dolls. I fucking hate them. Like,
it becomes an R.L. Stein movie at that point.
Yeah,
and
that is
like,
a good comparison.
This is Goosebumps now, and I'm not watching this Pixar. I'm out.
Yeah, I'm out, buddy. Thank you. Yeah, I'm fucking, we're good here. And but now I guess not many people felt that way because they got fucking four more.
Yeah.
And they all feature evil toys.
There's a fourth one?
Wait. They're working on it, my bad.
Oh, okay.
I don't really keep up with the
I didn't see the third one.
Sam was like, oh my god, a new Toy Story. And I'm like, what the fuck ever.
Right.
But then
they're
like, there's a new Incredibles. I'm like, ah, well, yeah.
See,
I like Incredibles.
The Incredibles I did not like at all.
You don't
like,
like
I just didn't think it was funny.
You're older than me. How old were you when it came out?
When did it come out? How old were you?
I don't fucking know. I'm going to base it off your answer.
I
was like 12. I'm 23 now. I think it was like at least 10 years ago, at least.
Okay. So I would... oh, it was before that. I would That's like 2007, 10 years ago.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So I would say, you know, you're talking at least 2002, 2003.
All right, so I'd have been 9 years old then, I think.
So you were in the age demographic.
To completely appreciate it.
So you know, what I was expecting out of Incredibles was something more akin to, you know, the superheroes that I had grown up with.
Actual superheroes, normal ones.
Well, like...
like Superman.
Like X-Men stuff. Comic... the X-Men comic book show, which is basically, like, the original X-Men TV show from the 90s.
Oh!
That's what I was kind of looking for.
That was a good cartoon.
And, like, that's not what I got. Like, I didn't think that baby was funny. I didn't think the dad was that funny. It just... a lot of it didn't land for me. And I don't know why, because, like, a couple years later, Finding Nemo comes out. That movie was fucking awesome.
I don't like Finding Nemo.
Oh my god, what are you doing?
I don't know, man. Okay, to me, it all ties back to, I'll agree with you, most of them were funny, but there is one scene that everybody fucking repeats out of The Incredibles. Where's my super suit? That guy's screaming, Samuel Jackson.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Everybody loves this scene. That's what I always remember, because, I don't know, it made me laugh my ass off when I was a fucking kid. I enjoyed the hell out of it. And then, like, Finding Nemo was just like, technically, for one, let's put this in a perspective of, like, the game Heavy Rain essentially did this story for you in a more realistic setting.
Right.
That's not a happy story. That's your kid was abducted. That's scary as shit. That's a horror. That's a thriller. That's a horror, but it's suspenseful.
Right.
That's not like, ha-ha, let's go on a wacky adventure to find him. That's like, my baby! You know what I mean? Like,
that's a Stephen King book.
Yes, exactly. Sure. So it's like, it's kind of, to me, it has a kind of a twisted premise that's kind of lost in like, there's a stupid fish that doesn't remember anything. And
right.
It's like, but this kid was stolen.
That, I agree, that's fucked up. But, like, that Finding Nemo was after Incredibles, yes?
I think so.
I would say yes.
It had better animation, so I assume it had to
okay.
be. It's usually how I try to figure it
I
out.
I was in 8th grade when Finding Nemo came out, and I don't remember seeing anything about it. I don't remember any previews. I did not go see it in theaters.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see it until we watched it, like, this fucking day before Christmas break or something, you know, on days of school when you don't do anything.
Yes.
And
fill that time somehow.
Yeah, we were in, like, I think
well,
it was...
you had a nice fucking teacher. I had to watch Hotel Rwanda.
Oh, fuck
time.
That.
You got to watch,
I had to watch
bodies pile up on a road, and you got to watch fucking Finding Nemo.
Yeah.
By comparison, that is a much more upbeat adventure than I ever did. You're right.
Yeah, we watched it for school, and... it was a half day anyways. It's like we spent most of the day just watching Finding
Just
Nemo.
Fucking around.
And, like, I was thoroughly blown away. Like, this class of fucking 13-year-olds. Like, this movie is way younger than any of us should be appreciating
it
for.
Definitely angled at a younger demographic.
Yeah.
Like,
and
puberty
and we
in.
Thought it was fucking awesome. Like, I think that entire classroom was, like, two different classrooms crammed into this
so
one.
So it's not like you're the only kid like, oh, my God!
No, like, everybody else was like, this is fucking hilarious. Yeah, it was good.
I'm trying to think about... I like cartoons as a kid. I like humorous cartoons. I don't even get to them. I prefer more serious cartoons more. That's why I like anime a lot more. I like action shit. I really like action cartoons and animation and shit like that. Like,
I didn't even know what anime was when I was a kid. Like, I loved Yu-Gi-Oh!
I always called it cartoons.
I loved Pokemon. I loved that Sonic cartoon that was on for a while.
Dude.
Sonic X, I think. That was good.
Oh, that was a good one. I thought you meant Sonic and the Lost Rings. Did you see
No.
The 90s cartoon was the best. You need to watch that one.
I missed
one.
That one.
Oh, my God.
The Sonic X was good. Ultimate Muscle. I don't know if you ever watched that when you were a kid. That was... these are
those
all
those
stuff
the fucking
that was,
goofy wrestlers?
Yes.
Oh, that's the name of that fucking one.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Think of it.
You're welcome. That was called Ultimate Muscle. And
all
that
right.
was fucking... That's straight up
that's
like...
the goofy dude with the odd fucking like,
yes.
tough to like, blow
yeah.
hair.
It was so stupid.
I have not
the
been
thing
name
so
for that
stupid.
For fucking years.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And that... I loved that show, like, almost to an embarrassing level when I was a kid. Because, like, by that time that came out, like, I was getting to be too old for cartoons. And, you know, I'm, like, probably 13, 12 or 13.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting down. I got my fucking table tray out. And I got my bowl of cereal. And, like, Saturday morning cartoons flipping it on.
A bowl of cereal?
Yeah. And I got... well, I had the milk and the cereal. I can't just eat one bowl of cereal. Where am I going to put all this shit? So I set it on down, and I'm watching Ultimate Muscle
Wait,
on, like, Saturday morning cartoon.
You the cereal?
Yeah.
You don't just pour your bowl in the kitchen and walk out?
What? Then I got to get back up to get more cereal, Cody.
Yeah, well,
what the fuck? I'm
shit
not...
shit like this is why Americans are lazy doing that we can't walk back to the fucking
right.
fridge for
no.
more milk.
It was... Not that sizable amount of a distance, but I still would have missed the cartoons. There's not enough ad space in between to get the milk, come back. No, kids have
such short attention span, they know they just fucking take off the head too long.
Ultimate Muscle, yeah, I remember loving that show, and I did not even know it was anime. Like, now looking back on it as an adult, like, that's fucking anime. Yeah, well, that's some anime-ass anime.
It makes me wonder if that was so popular, why they even kept doing live-action wrestling? Like, they're both fake. They're both an entertaining show. Listen, right.
And that the Ultimate Muscle had, like, aliens. Like, yeah, aliens wrestling. And I was like, this is cool.
They were, like, fighting for the honor of the race in this. Yeah. Thing. And I was like, alright.
It's like Mortal Kombat mixed with WWE. And it's awesome. It's a good show.
I
think
the first anime, and I'm with you, I never really realized it was an anime until, like, I saw it defined as it. One day I got it from my parents and, like, didn't even know there were Saturday morning cartoons. Didn't know about any of that shit.
Turned for on real?
TV. No, did not.
Oh,
know.
My God.
I just knew the channels that we had. We had an old fucking wooden TV.
As we had two. Like, yeah, yeah.
No remote. The kid was the remote. So I was very well trained in 16, 22, 25, 28. Yep. The channel numbers. I didn't know Fox and WSB. I knew. Let's watch channel 28. Which really fucked with me once cable came out. And I was like, let's watch the cartoons. I was like, we don't have channel 32. What are you talking about? Right. You know? So, like, once they do that,
that's what I grew up with, too, was just standard broadcast. Yeah.
And you know what? Let me tell you what. There is something to say about not being able to watch whatever you want all the time, because nothing is more special than Saturday morning cartoons.
Oh, absolutely. Because
it was like, it had to have been, like, the first time a really pervy teenager finds his dad's Playboys in the attic or something.
Right.
Because I hit 22, fucking Mormons preaching. 28, fucking 34, Bob Ross painting. All that shit. I was like, man, what the fuck? There's nothing on. 25, no, maybe it was 20, I can't remember. No, I think it was 20, I can't remember.
28 for sure had...
They both did it, but I think Pokemon came at 20, maybe it was 28. Hit one of them, and it was like, I remember it, it's so stupid to fucking remember this, but it was the episode with Farfetch did it. I remember, because it came on, and there was this bird
where he walks out,
he's got
the fucking
stick.
Leak on his shoulder.
I was like, what the fuck is that thing? Right. And from there, I got to watch a bird that beats the shit out of people with a green onion stick, a fucking mouse that tases shit, a bird that tackles stuff, a green pod, and a fucking fire lizard. I was like, what is this shit?
This is amazing.
And it was Pokemon. Yep. And it fucking, like, dominated my fucking young mind for years to come.
For sure.
Games that didn't fucking know it was an anime, didn't know it was that. Was, like, one of my favorite things in the fucking world, though, that I found.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And it's always stuck with me. I always enjoyed that shit.
And being slightly older than you, that was pretty much my first experience with Pokemon as well,
because
I don't know if it was a simultaneous launch between the show and the Game Boy game, but that's what, in my brain looking back, that's what it feels like, because it was Pokemon didn't exist in third grade, and then fourth grade,
boom,
like 97, probably 98, fucking everybody loved Pokemon. You know, all of my friends were into it.
The game came out first in Japan, of course. You know, there. And
I
think they made the cartoon, to kind of tie into it to promote it because it was so insanely popular.
Right.
And when it came here, they both came here together.
Okay.
And they were
then
both
that's why I wouldn't have heard of one before the other then.
Yeah, no, I only heard of, I guess the game could have come out last, but I just remember seeing the cartoon first and, like, ranting and raving about this mystery show that I did not know the name of at that time.
Yes.
And then my parents were like, what are you talking about? And eventually we were at a fucking store. It was like CVS, and then when they sold Game Boy games behind the counter once in a while, I was like, that's the fucking dragon from the show! I was on the front of the red one.
Right.
And I was like, that's it! That's what it is! What is that? He's like, Pokemon. I was like, that's the show, and then I knew what it was, and I knew, you know, what my parents needed to wake me up to watch for sure, but I don't want to miss. And then one day, like, my dad came out, we're going to Hacienda or some shit, you know, the whitest Mexican food you can get in the world.
Yep.
And delicious. But we get there, we're like outside, and they go in, and I'm like, what's that? What are we stopping for? And he's like, yeah, I just gotta grab something. And he went and grabbed me the game, because at that point I had one of the old-fashioned Game Boys. I was like, I couldn't fucking read at that age, unfortunately, so it was like a lot of
it might as well have been written in Japanese.
Yeah, pretty fucking much. Believe it or not, once you get to the middle part of Pokemon, you can just kind of fucking walk and do shit. The beginning is very much about reading. I need to go get this fucking Pokeball and bring it back to this old dude and talk to this guy. And, oh, here's how you save, by the way. Because you're a kid, you don't fucking realize that.
Right.
It's the same trial that I go through with my little brother playing Pokemon now that my dad had to go through. Read everything for me. What is this? Get me back to this. Get this Pokemon back. Use that move again. You know what I mean? Why isn't this working? You have zero. What does that mean? You know?
You must have had more liberal parents than I did. Because my parents, my mom in particular, is quite conservative. So, like, when Pokemon came out, we had the internet. And she...
You say that like she was a little worried of the internet itself.
Well, just... I don't know where she got her information.
Yeah.
To this day, I don't know where she gets her information. But it was like, no, you can't watch that show. You can't play that game. You can't have those trading cards because it's evolution. And that's against the Bible.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's like rough about
and
it.
And like, I was like,
opinion of Pokemon?
I was mad. I was fucking mad as a kid. And like, no, it's not going to lead
Mom,
me to satanic worship.
What if I promise not to involve the Pokemon? What if I let them stay in their God-given forms?
Right. Their God-given forms.
Well, I mean, they don't evolve like over the course of millions of years. Charmander grew wings.
And then she
flew.
Didn't believe in evolution, and I don't know if she does or not now, but like, that was super... against what she was
trying to teach you.
You know, what she was trying to teach me as a kid. And, like, eventually, I don't know what it was. Probably my dad talked some sense into her or something. But, like, I did get the game. Yeah, I did get the game. I did. He was much more about, like, making us happy. And I didn't know that when I was a kid. But now, like, looking back
on it
as an adult, yeah.
Working behind the scenes trying
to
swing shit a little bit.
Yeah.
There,
and it was my dad, I think.
It sounds like, I should say a little bit. Obviously, you'd not have been allowed to play Pokemon until you're a god. Until you're allowed to legally fucking smoke cigarettes.
Right,
you would not be playing Pokemon.
Yeah, and I would have missed the boat. I'm glad that
you would have.
You would
have been way too late to jump in on it. Like, now, like, I got Pokemon Moon. I feel too old to play it a little bit because, like, I get a little bored now. I'm like,
yeah.
This is cool.
I got the same way with Y. I got Pokemon Y. And I'm like,
once you realize that this wondrous world that you've lost yourself in is actually just a pretty skin for a fucking number generator and a number calculator.
Right.
It really takes the magic away when you realize that there's no point to do any of this shit unless, if this Pokemon doesn't have these stats, it doesn't matter. If this Pokemon doesn't have this fucking nature to affect these stats, it's going to be Gimp versus another one that has the right nature. And it's like, you know how fucking many Pidgeys I've caught?
I
get attack instead of special attack?
You have no idea.
Fucking bullshit, man.
I went so deep into that rabbit hole with Y in Pokemon breeding.
That is the best description, the down the rabbit hole for it, too.
I went so deep, and I'm like looking up fucking...
Gotta get a Ditto with all these stats,
gotta get
this.
Right, and I'm breeding them, and I'm fucking farming berries and shit, and like, eventually...
It becomes a new fucked up version of Harvest Moon.
Yeah, and eventually I just fell away from it because it was like, that's not fun.
No, it's not.
And I should have just completed
better.
The game, and
every
I never
Pokemon
did.
Started with fucking whatever stats, and there's so many they get from leveling up, but up to, like, there's, like, seven, you know, because it's, like, EV points that you get from, like, how you train it, strength or whatever. In the old games, the first and second generation, you know, fucking yellow, red, blue, and I always, as a kid, that's another thing I never fucking understood. Like, why isn't there green? You have three starters. Why is there not? No love for Bulbasaur! Even back in the day,
right,
no love!
Right.
But then, and then they got smart and they started putting legendaries on the front instead, but then,
yes.
Like, with silver and gold. And I never realized why is it Furo? Yeah, Furo, the fucking sparrow evolution, because I was like, oh,
yes.
You Pidgey. I was like, I'm gonna use the other one this time. Fucker was badass and off the hook, and
yeah.
I realized that's because I spent most of the game beating the shit out of normal Pokemon, which most of them happen to boost his attack and nothing else. Because in the old Pokemon games, you got points based on what you killed.
Yeah.
Which is, like, fucked up in its own right. Like, no, you're knocking them out, like, really, because apparently my Pokemon is consuming this Pidgey's speed. Because now it's faster and it can attack faster after it killed this fucker within a lightning strike.
Awesome.
So that's kind of what it kind of based down to. And, like, that was such a much cooler way of training that, like, what you're fighting, like, affects how it fucking grows and what it trains.
Right.
It was cooler. It was more random. It made every Pokemon feel different and unique. Like,
yeah.
I might have a Pokemon that's stronger than this Fearow, and technically stronger, but man, my Fearow would fuck Lugia up. You know what I mean? It would peck that son of a bitch, and it was gone, you know?
It's
like,
a real peck that son of a bitch.
It was down.
That's the name of my new the name of my new book.
That should be the only way to describe anything. Like,
yeah.
If you're a Pokemon now. That's good.
Right.
That's our new meme. Peck that son of a bitch. But, like, they kind of, like, they made this weird change. And it's like, to me, I don't get who this was. The change for adults that were like, this is too shallow.
Right.
I prefer a more adult story, a more adult-themed Pokemon.
And that's what you didn't get in X and Y, yeah. At least on my end, was like, where's all the weird shit? Where's, like, me going into the tower with ghosts and, like, taking... And you still have a little bit of the... You're battling, like,
now
the Team Rocket.
Now you go to a TV broadcast station, yeah, and a ghostly dumb. Girl touches the back of your arm.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh! Like, oh, my God! Two-sentence creepypasta here! Thank you! Like,
that's
fucking
so dumb.
Stupid!
It's
yes!
Dumb.
That's what, like, I agree with you. Because what was the fucking the haunted tower?
Yeah,
the
and you find Cubone and fucking battle Marowak at the end.
Oh, yeah.
And that is fucked up.
Oh, dude, when you're like a kid, you're like, why is this a ghost? And you realize, and the dude tells you, it's the spirit of a Pokemon that died, defending his child from Team Rocket.
Yep.
Like, holy
that
shit.
That is some fucked up
shit. Dude, for example, the first version had the coolest shit. Had Pokemon the 8 Dreams, Drowsy, Hypnosis, which spawned a really cool creepypasta Pokemon game. Crazy, insane shit. And then you have Pokemon like Cubone, who wears the skull of its mother and eventually grows into it.
That's awesome.
Which makes me think that their skulls would actually look like a bunch of nesting, like, what are they called? Bershka Kev dolls or whatever?
The Russian nesting dolls.
Yeah, because, like, how many fucking skulls can you fit before somebody's head pops as it grows up? But, you know, like, that's kind of, like, they had really cool angles like that. Like, the ghost Pokemon cool, and now what do they have? Here's an ice cream cone that's a Pokemon. Ice cream cone that gains sentience, which is lame. A keychain that gains sentience.
Yeah, yeah.
Look around, levels up. More cheese!
Clef Key, goddammit.
Huh?
Clef Key is literally a keychain, and it's dumb.
It's stupid.
Even the sword one, it's like, this is a ghost steel sword Pokemon. Like, that sounds cool, but it also kind of sucks.
It sounds like a cool description for a fucking weapon out of the Elder Scrolls video game, not a Pokemon. Because it says that the sash wraps around his arm and steals your soul or takes control of your body. That sounds like a cool fucking cursed weapon for an RPG.
Right.
But for a fucking Pokemon? Like,
yeah.
Kind of uninspired to just have a sword. Fucking make a knight holding the sword. I would have been all behind it.
Yep.
I would have used it every playthrough. Everyone would have at least turned into a fucking suit of armor holding it.
Right.
God damn it. Like,
no, here's a floating sword that slashes the air.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
What did I get? Oh, I didn't even get to it. Colton showed it to me. They have that new Pokemon that's a ghost that's pretending to be a Pikachu because nobody loves it. And it wants to be loved like Pikachu universally is. And it's like...
That's a thing?
Yeah. How stupid and pathetically sad is that? Like, yeah, it's sad, but that's fucking stupid and pathetic. Like,
that's dumb.
And it looks like if Charlie Brown made a fucking Pikachu costume. That was all the holes, but like... Shitty craftsmanship. You see stitches, fucking shitty holes in the eyes. Like, obviously,
not a Pikachu.
Yeah, like, the kids that wear the Pikachu suits and their weird fucking furry parents that also wear the Pikachu suits look much more like Pikachu than like that. Not talking about real people in the game. The fucking Poke enthusiasts that you find that are, like, dressed as their Pokemon.
Okay, because that's kind of what we were thinking. If we have a kid, the kid's wearing a Pikachu costume and we're going to be Pokemon trainers. That's what we were going to go for Halloween is.
You're going to teach your kid that once upon a time, you were our fucking fighting pit bull. I told my parents, I was like, you know, I think that game really colored how I think about animal violence, apparently, because it's like, if my dog's bad, I kind of swat it on the ass a little bit. People are like, you should never swat your animals. And it's like, yeah, but Pokemon taught me that I can shoot fire at a fucking dog and it's all
right.
Like, right. I can tase a bird and it just kind of falls asleep a little bit. Like, that's a bad lesson to teach kids.
You gotta take it to the Poké Center, man.
Yeah, that's
It'll
what I...
fine.
I always thought that was weird that, like, they just fainted, but then they also clue you in later that your Pokemon actually hate you more and more every time you let them faint.
Right.
Like, well, if they're not dying, why do they hate me so much? Like, I never understood, like, when I took, like, as a kid, this is, like, how shitty I was, apparently. When you're a kid, like, I played it like a video game. Like, I said all that shit just now about, like, kind of weird about that. Like, fuck that shit. It's a video game. It's meant for fun.
Right.
I used those fuckers like they were extra lives. I fought every battle to the bitter end, and if you died, what happened? You'd go back to the fucking beginning. Go back to the Black Pokemon Center. You fucking wake up, because apparently you pass out for some reason, too. Like your ET and your life force is tied to them or some fucking shit. You're like, oh no, my last fucking Horcrux and you die. You know what I mean? But, like, they fucking, like, all pass out and I take them. I'm like, oh, I can tell you how your Pokemon feel about you. You know what I mean? Oh, cool. How does my Charizard feel? He hates you. You can't have this Pokemon. You're a bad owner. Like, oh.
Right.
I thought we were friends. I gave you that cool nickname, Brutz. And you're gonna fucking treat me like that?
Right.
Fine.
Fuck you,
fine. What about Chansey? Chansey doesn't like you either. And then I'm like, what about the last one I caught? Eh. He hasn't died. tight enough to get a firm grip on what he feels about you, you asshole. I was always like, damn, that's kind of fucked up. You know, I always wondered, though, you know, the Pokeballs.
Okay.
It's supposed to be like, they say inside of it, it's like paradise for Pokemon or some shit like that, and they feel no sense.
Which I think is a bad description.
Yeah, because I would go live in a Pokeball, personally.
Right.
I would just be like, it's paradise in there.
If they have the ability to create another dimension within Pokeballs.
Isn't that so wasted for what they fucking do?
And sell them for 10 credits a piece? Like,
think, would that not revolutionize how our planes and travel system work? If instead of cramming 120 people into a plane, you put each one into a fucking Pokeball filled with something they're gonna love.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? They're never gonna want it to end, and you just fucking throw them in a mail truck and just fucking send them across country.
Oh, yeah.
2 weeks later, they get out like, same as when they went in, not hungry apparently, even though they still feed their Pokemon when they come out.
Well, no, you don't even need to go that far, because if you can transfer
contents... Oh, you're right!
You can transfer contents of Pokeballs to other Pokeballs. So when you trade Pokemon, that's what's happening.
Well, yeah,
so
every computer you go to, you're pretty much sucking your Pokemon back in.
Exactly. So that's your fucking teleportation right there.
There you go.
You're breaking the space-time
continuum. James
Cameron
needs to take a cue and just do all this shit digitally, man. Like, come on.
James Cameron needs to make a Pokemon movie, basically.
Oh, shit. A Pokemon movie? That could be cool.
And what they should have done in Pokemon is instead of making the inside of Pokeball's Paradise Sunshine Land, they should have just had them be like, no, when they're inside the Pokeballs, time is frozen.
Yeah, they just don't even move. It's just
right,
like,
right, exactly.
That would make more sense.
And it doesn't even, you know...
They never address this, but they don't say that they specifically work on Pokemon because they're like, well, they're attracted to the Pokemon genes, actually. The fucking XY2 fucking da-da-da-da. They're like straight up like, it just holds it organic shit.
Right.
Is there, like, a ring of kidnappers that just steals people
that
way?
Oh, man.
Like, you're just
Team Rocket's real ploy.
Oh, fuck! And then you just, like, try to run, but it's too late because you get bashed in the head.
Right, right.
Like, that's what I don't
the
get.
The fucking laser zaps out of that thing and, like,
oh,
it got me. Yep, sucks you into the
There's
Pokemon.
Your live-action Pokemon movie. It's like, instead of, like, the last Robin Hood movie they made, it's like Nottingham. It's like a horrible take on this shit. Just their body disintegrates into it until there's nothing left.
It's the child trafficking ring.
Oh,
that's this
Lord.
Real version of the Pokemon universe.
I would just love to see a fucking movie or a small clip of a Pokemon, like done the Pokemon anime style, where Ash just gets arrested for treating his Pokemon like shit.
Right.
Not even that.
Right.
Let's just pretend that it's okay.
That's
that
why Charizard was
fight.
Pissed.
He did hate him for a very solid reason. Yes. You always use me to fight because I'm the strongest one, so I always get hurt. Fuck you, you 10-year-old. Like, what the hell?
And I don't understand how Ash got Charizard up to level 34. To evolve him into Charizard. He's not a good enough trainer. The rest of his fucking Pokemon aren't that high level.
No,
like,
none of them evolve. And they all make it like, well, they choose not to. Like, well, why did Charmeleon and fucking Charmander choose to evolve in the first place? What do you mean they didn't choose to? Like, I'm pretty sure it's forced at a certain point from what the games told me. Stupid fucking TV show, but
you
whatever.
You can keep canceling it in the game.
So to me, let me point this out to you. In the same way that, you know, when Yoshi sticks his tongue out in Mario,
okay,
you know how he sticks his tongue out?
Yeah.
Mario bops that bitch on the back of his head. He drill pecks that motherfucker. And he sticks his tongue out. His eyes flinch. He sticks his tongue out. When you're hitting B to interrupt the Pokemon, what are you doing? Throwing a rock at it? You punching it, fucker?
Right.
Or you're like, no! You just fucking scream at it. What the fuck? And you just like scare the piss out of it. So, no. To double back, this Everstone, like, does the Pokemon have to eat that motherfucker to, like...
Right.
So the Pokemon literally walks around the rest of his life and holds a rock to
I
not
think
evolve.
It's a suppository.
Pikachu! He's fucking, like, he's got, like, electric fucking, like, blood and blood on shock his Brock, get his ears! Like, hold him down! Misty, hold that fucking tail!
Right.
Ash, I don't feel comfortable. Like, do it! You know, what blew my mind about the show was, what does Misty have? She's got, it blows my mind when people have two tiers of the same Pokemon. Like, ever have an Oddish and a Gloom? Fuck no, you wouldn't even have an Oddish. Like, fuck that shit.
No.
Like, so, why would you have Staryu and, what's the other one?
Starmie.
Why would you have Starmie and Staryu? Why would you have the weak fucking balls version of it to back
it
up?
And then it's not even like, I'll throw out Staryu if Starmie can't do it.
She throws out
Starmie and then just calls it back to throw out Staryu sometimes.
You know what?
Whatever.
I'm over. I gave this person too much credit. Let me get my shitty Pokemon out. Go Rattata. You know what I mean? Like, Which is actually the most deadly Pokemon from what I've heard, if you play it right.
Oh, yeah?
Well, yeah, that's like, what's that fucking guy from Screw Attack called it? The Fear Strategy? Okay. You pretty much, you give a Focus Sash, which means your Pokemon can no longer be one-hit KO'd, I do believe. So, that's cool. So now, pretty much, if you have a Rattata, that fucker's going down to zero, no matter what hits it. Like, a fucking Wind Gust, that bitch is going down.
Right.
So, what they do instead, they use that thing, so like if they can't die in the first turn, now they're like, damn it, you got us. So, but then use Endeavor, which is like, there's a lot of these moves that I was like, this shit's stupid, none of this shit works.
Right. I never put defensive moves on any of my Pokemon.
We'll talk about that in a second, because they're fucking pointless. I keep telling Colin that he doesn't believe me, but they're fucking stupid, they make no
Tail Whip.
This game is a game about rock, paper, fucking scissors on a much bigger scale to use Defense Curl against a fucking Blastoise with a fucking Onix, you're still going to die, no matter what you fucking do. But they use Endeavor, and Endeavor fucking reduces their health down to one. It reduces the opponent's health down to whatever your health is. And as a fucking player, I'm like, why the fuck would I want that? You know what I mean? Right. That seems stupid. I want Flamethrower. Get the shit out of here. Fucking, I don't care about this.
Yeah.
But then it gets a little more fucked up after that, because now they're down to one, you're down to one. So the next move pretty much decides it all. Use Quick Attack. Use Quick Attack.
Really?
You already got one of the fastest Pokemon that beats a lot of their speed, and once it's at level 100 and you boost the speed of the shit you're supposed to, like the super training, you use Quick Attack, and now this fucker hits and kills anything in one hit. Because everything that does at least one damage, there's no move that just does zero damage as an attack move. It never does zero damage. So, that can be a way to kill any opponent Pokemon online. And it's like, what? You can do it with any shitty Pokemon, too.
That's insane.
I've also heard that if you can get Magikarp to level 100, it's actually pretty badass, but I don't know about that. Because he has a move called Flail, which means the lower his health gets, the stronger it gets, and fucking yada yada. But who the fuck wants to play with Magikarp that
Nobody.
Long?
Nobody.
The stupid wish fish.
Yeah, even if you give it XP share, it's going to take forever to get it to level 100.
So fucking long. It's ridiculous.
I'm going to get a rare candy tree and farm the tree. That's all you can
do. I'm going to buy a Game Shark.
Fuck it.
I'm going to be a loving god, and I'm going to give the gift of cheats to this fucking small, tiny man running around this world here. You know, I always thought that was bullshit about that game. They give you rare candy, and you're like, yeah, I get a free level. One free level in Pokemon is so goddamn inconsequential, it's stupid. Unless you're at 98 trying to hit 99 or 100.
Right.
It's fucking pointless to have this stupid thing.
Right.
And what, you're going to use it, and it's like, he got a level, he's 31 now. All right, well, that was cool.
Well, you can
you get like four the whole fucking game. You know what I mean? Like, it's ridiculous.
If you don't use the rare candy cheat, it's pointless.
It is.
That's the glitch to copy it.
It is only really there to have to cheat it and to get a shit ton to have fun with. Any other way, and it's like, all right, well, enjoy your fucking temporary steroid and your small penis Blastoise. So fucking munch down. Also, I have to believe that if you get Pokemon and it makes them a better version of themselves, I would eat the rare candy myself as a 10-year-old. I would totally eat that fucking candy instead of this fucking Pokemon.
I bet it tastes like bird shit. You know? That's just
like Pete or whatever they feed bird. Oh,
yeah.
That would be horrific.
Having eaten dog food before, it's pretty bad. I bet it tastes a lot like that.
You eat dog food?
Yeah.
By accident?
Somebody dared me to.
You know, I've heard some people some people swear up and down the sausages are legitimately good cuisine and they taste good.
Yeah?
Oh, I don't agree with it. No. But yeah, that's what they say. People say a lot of shit nowadays. I don't believe any of it.
No, dog food is not good. I bet rare candies taste like dog food. Bird shit, I'm sure, tastes even worse.
I would assume so.
I have not eaten bird
shit. They never explain, if you have a Pidgey and a Caterpie together, when they're out together, why don't the Pidgey just eat the fucking bug? You know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
Why does he just land on that bitch, grab it on his back, and just tear into one of his midsection while it just screeches, like, in pain? Like, that's what would happen.
Right.
And they make it very obvious that normal Pokemon don't live by eating fucking food pellets. They live by eating other Pokemon.
Right.
Hey. Hi. You guys.
You scared me, not him.
Oh. All right.
Well, peace. There's a computer, by the way.
Yeah, that's pretty wicked, right?
Oh, yeah.